Jewish tell me about what happened.
You do a lot of journalism, don't you?
No, I do very little. Oh, good God, you don't suppose that's why I'm here?
You're not the first. Amazing how polite and sympathetic people are when they're hoping you'll say something they can twist into a headline.
Dan, look, sorry, but I can make more money in 1 week rewriting a Hollywood movie than you make in a year. I just wanted to help if...
If I'm innocent. If I'm guilty. What's your guess?
Well, he's lying, isn't he, the boy?
There are staff, though, who did take advantage, and I never did anything about it. Except into the head, who may have been one of them now I think about it. And then again, I don't know why I should say this now, but maybe some of those corrupt relationships...
Were the things the boys looked forward to more than the loveless lives they had when they went home?
If they did. Here's what I actually think about Graham. Graham Mooney, his name was.
He wanted you to do the things you didn't do, and this is his revenge.
I paid him off. I gave him some money when he said he wasn't coming back to the school. More than I could afford. And I bet he knew it. I could swear I wasn't remotely interested in him physically. But it's still possible that I corrupted him.
Bollocks. You did your best for him. You would. You do for everybody, don't you? And now you want to be a martyr, just like you were with Joyce, and be punished for it.
How much do you actually make writing films?
Oh, rewriting is where the money is. I have known it to be 30 grand. A week. Talented people get more. I think the kid was coached. Asked a lot of leading questions anyway. Don't bloody well fold your arms away to be crucified. You used to be an actor. So act innocent.
I am innocent, you bastard.
Oh, that's better. Keep that in.
Much it matters. My career's ruined anyway, you know that.
Then think of your children. How are they?
I will. I do. How are yours? You do have them, don't you?
And the bills to prove it. Wonderful, actually. Our daughter's very bright, very beautiful. Tom's at Cambridge, about to get a tennis blue. Time flies. I wish it wouldn't do that, but... Don't feel sorry for the little bastard. He did all kinds of things to some poor little tar that he probably got from some sick comic book. Don't wonder if you're somehow responsible. You're not. He is. And his friend. And now, if he can hurt you, he'll do it gladly. And if you let him...
Why?
It's fun, Daniel. Hurting people. It's power. It's a stick in God's eye.
So, no one has done any work since the last time we met, and Jonathan is making the brave gesture of lighting a cigarette. What is this exactly?
You could call it a strike.
I could call it stupid adolescent insolence.
We're drawing the line.
In the sand with which your ostrich heads are filled.
After you insulted us.
Insufficiently, it seems. I can do better.
Accusing us all of copying out the same essays.
Is there not a word of truth in what is manifestly the case? Henrietta, do you happen to have a stack of Bibles with you?
Sorry?
Because, pray swear on them that everything you did last term...
You could say that we were taking industrial action.
I could, if you'd ever show the slightest signs of being industrious. You're a spoiled, privileged subclass of lazy...
You see, you're treating us like children.
Treatment you're very lucky to get. Because you're actually lager-fattened semi-adults who are defrauding the taxpayer and deluding yourselves, and the supreme sin within these four walls, proving to me how stupid I've been.
And what about us, Gavin? You poor, sad, alcoholic wanker.
You were stupid when you got here, and you're insisting on being even more stupid when you leave.
But whose fault is that?
I have a list of suspects, and I don't deny that I am on it.
At the top of the list.
You may remember, though I wouldn't put money on it, even if I had any, that Socrates considered that only the examined life was worth living. When I examine mine, I see smugness, conceit, and absurd credulity in the basic decency of the young. Socrates...
Who Gavin thinks he is.
But on no account ever imagine yourself to be my little Alcibiades, Jack, will you?
And what does that mean?
Look it up, sonny. A-L-C-I-I-O. I shall now bid you all farewell.